Macmillan Audio presents Divine Rivals, written by Rebecca Ross, read for you by Rebecca Norfolk and Alex Wingfield. Write me of hope and love and hearts that endured. Emily Dickinson. Prologue. Cold fog had settled over the depot like a burial shroud, and Iris Winnow thought the weather couldn't have been better. She could hardly see the train through the gloam, but she could taste it in the evening air. Metal and smoke and burning coal, all woven together with a trace of petrichor. The wooden platform was slick beneath her shoes, gleaming with rain puddles and piles of decaying leaves. When Forrest came to a stop at her side, she stopped as well, as if she were his mirror. The two of them were often mistaken for twins with their wide-set hazel eyes, wavy chestnut hair, and the freckles that spilled across their noses. But Forrest was tall, Iris petite. He was 5 years her senior, and for the first time in her life, Iris wished that she were older than him. "I won't be gone long," he said. "Only a few months, I think." Her brother glanced at her in the fading light, waiting for her to respond. It was eventide, the moment between darkness and light, when the constellations began to dust the sky and the city lamps flickered to life in reply. Iris could feel the draw of it, Forrest's concerned stare and the golden light that illuminated the low-hanging clouds. And yet her eyes wandered, desperate for a distraction. A moment to blink away her tears before Forrest could see them. There was a soldier to her right, a young woman dressed in a perfectly starched uniform. Iris was struck by a wild thought, one that must have travelled across her face because Forrest cleared his throat. "I should come with you," Iris said, meeting his gaze. "It's not too late. I can enlist." "No, Iris," Forrest replied sharply. "You made me two promises, remember?" Two promises, hardly a day old. Iris frowned. "How could I forget?" "Then speak them back to me." She crossed her arms to ward off the autumn chill and the strange cadence in Forrest's voice. There was a hint of desperation she hadn't heard in him until now, and goose flesh rippled across her arms beneath her thin sweater. "Take care of Mum," she said, mimicking his baritone. It brought a smile to his face. "Stay in school." "I believe it was a bit more than a gruff stay in school," Forrest said, nudging her foot with his boot. "You brilliant academic who has yet to miss a day of class in all her years. They give awards for that, you know." "Fine," Iris relented, a blush nipping her cheeks. "You said, promise me you'll enjoy your final year of school, and I'll be back in time to see you graduate." "Yes," Forrest said, but his smile began to wane. He didn't know when he'd return. It was a promise he couldn't keep to her, although he continued to make it sound as if the war would end in a matter of months. A war that had only just begun. What if I had been the one to hear the song? Iris thought, her heart so heavy it felt bruised against her ribs. If I had encountered the goddess and not him, would he let me go like this? Her gaze dropped to Forrest's chest, the place where his own heart was beating beneath his olive-green uniform. A bullet could pierce him in a split second. A bullet could keep him from ever returning home. "Forrest, I..." She was interrupted by a shrill whistle that made her jump. It was the last call to board, and there was a sudden shuffle towards the train cars. Iris shivered again. "Here," Forrest said, setting down his leather satchel. "I want you to have this." Iris watched as her brother opened the clasp and withdrew his tan-coloured trench coat. He held it out to her, arching his brow when she merely stared at it. "But you'll need it," she argued. "They'll give me one," he replied. "Something war approved, I imagine. Go on, take it, little flower." Iris swallowed, accepting his trench coat. She slipped her arms into it, belting the worn fabric tighter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?